Blog Talk Radio.
Ralph here is going to trade that knapsack for a Pokemon card. Ava will need more green crayons because, well, frogs. Charlie's going to lose his pants. His pants. With Walmart prices, parents can stock up and restock.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I'm thankful. For anyone that doesn't know God, this is your opportunity to have seen this with me.
Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life? I know everything's gonna be alright. Best believe this here gon' last for life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life? Whoa, I know everything's gonna be alright, right, right. Best believe this here gon' last for life. Whoa, make it better. You're my treasure. You forever. I won't ever let go of you. Every single day I'm finna tell you that I love you. Yeah, hop on my flesh and I'm gone. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I've been waiting for love so long. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I got a light inside so strong. Don't wanna lose this here, no, no. Your love, it pours on and on. You tell me I'm not alone. Okay, I ain't pour no codeine in my eyes. Yeah, I'm gon' walk by faith and not by Sprite. Gave up all my burdens, that's on Christ. Yeah, that means everything's gon' be alright. I got a good thing by my side. Right through the pain in my old five. Look at my soul and you gon' see a fire. I let the spirit govern all my mind. Come through the river when you feeling dry. Like a gorilla beating down my pride. You gon' be seeing his love in my eyes. I'm feeling humbled every time I cry.
Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life?
Your life. I know everything gon' be alright. Best believe this here gon' last for life. Make it better. You're my treasure. You forever. I won't ever let go of you. Every single day I'm finna tell you that I love you.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Trenton Makes Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Look, you guys, I'm excited. Listen, I am super excited to be back. Last month, I didn't have the opportunity to be on, but it's all good because I'm here today. I'm really, really excited. For those that's out there, of course, you know that every show I dedicate to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It just feels so good to be back on air. And, you know, every time I do a show, you know, like I said, I give honor to God and also Brother O for giving me this opportunity, this platform that I never take lightly, just to be able to talk to over millions of people all over the globe is just something that you can't, money can't buy. You get what I mean? It's a gift. It's a blessing that I never take lightly. For those that's out there who are either saved or not saved, I just want to let you know that Jesus Christ is the answer to it all. He is the only way to the Father. He is our only way to be reconciled to God. So I would just tell anybody out there, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, get one. In order for us, you know, to come to God, we got to come with a humble heart. Repent, turn away from sin, and live a life that he created us to have, you know, from the beginning. So I also want to say that for everybody out there, I have a web series, you know, a movie that I just came out a couple of months ago. I would love for you guys to go to Bitter and Broken web series, B-I-T-T-E-R and Broken, B-R-O-K-E-N web series on YouTube. Please subscribe and check out 3 seasons of the YouTube series, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. I got a chance to have my boy Charles come back on or whatever. I'm really, really excited. I want to welcome him. You get what I mean? We got a chance to finally meet, you feel me, in the shy. You know what I mean? And he's from Indiana. I'm from Jersey. We connected from a men's group from L.A. You get what I'm saying? And we've been spiritual brothers ever since. And he's like my accountability partner. We're each other's accountability partner. And we just about to come on, just kick it, talk about the goodness of God, spiritual welfare, and all kind of things, you know, that we go through as believers. So I just wanted to welcome you again, Charles.
Hey, brother, how you doing tonight? And thank you for having me. Thank you, Brother O. Thank you for all the hosts for having me back again. It is a blessing. And, yes, it was a wonderful blessing just to finally get to meet you. It was fulfilling. Like, my soul was just full the day that we got to meet. So, yes, and thank you for the welcome.
That's what's up, bro. You know what I'm saying? What was dope about it was just to be able to have brotherhood, you feel what I'm saying, in the body, and just, you know what I'm saying, we was praying, you feel what I'm saying, we talking about God, and it's just like, it's amazing that, and I want to say this to anybody out there, you know, sometimes people feel like in life, right, things may happen in their life, you get what I mean, and they feel like, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs, whatever it is in your life, sometimes you might have made mistakes in your life and you felt like, guess what, I wasted all my good years. And I'm here to remind somebody that, guess what, your latter days will be your better days. And I was telling myself that because, bro, I was thinking about this relationship that I was in a couple of years ago. I was thinking about that today, like, dang, I gave up so many good years. And then I was reminded that, no, my good years, is my latter years will be my better years. Because I feel like, bro, a lot of times we put this title on time, like, oh, my 20s and oh, my this. And it's just like, at the end of the day, I just was reminded today that my better years are in front of me. You get what I mean? That it's just all about perspective, you know? Like, it's all in perspective on how you look at things. Like, I may look at the glass being half full. Somebody might look at it being half empty. You get what I mean? So it's just really, really all on perspective. And I've been trying to, like, elevate in my thinking and my thinking pattern and everything like that. You know, last time we were just talking about spiritual welfare and, you know, I think supernatural, just all kind of things, you know, that happen as a believer. I believe, I don't know if the last time I got an opportunity to talk about, you know, my sleep paralysis and the attacks that I was having about a year ago. And I believe I talked about it, but basically anybody, you know, those that's listening, spiritual welfare, sleep paralysis, those things are very, very real. And I've struggled with sleep paralysis since I was 19 years old. I never knew exactly what it was. You know, some people say, oh, it's like the something riding your back or something. And I remember feeling like, you know, like when you wake up, it's like you up, but you know you still sleep. It's kind of hard to explain. And I was getting a lot of those experiences, and I would be scared. But as I got older and got more into, like, Christ, I started realizing that those are spiritual attacks. And then when I had that one spiritual attack, I told all my listeners, I believe, I don't know if I shared it, but basically how it was these demons or whatever. I don't know if it was one, it was two, I don't know, but how one had me, had my arms, squeezing my arms, and another one was covering my mouth, you know. And I remember feeling a little anxious, like I didn't know what was happening. I was just like, yo, like what's happening? And I think honestly, being that I'm still learning about spiritual things, a part of me thinking like, okay, if I had the Holy Spirit, how is these things coming after me? You get what I mean? But then I realized, like, you know, just understanding how people who may be saved, who, you know, still have, may have, still have demons and, you know, all kind of things, and they need deliverance, you know. So just being attacked was a really scary thing, and not being able to really plead the blood of Jesus and how these demons had my mouth covered. And like I said, for those that's out there, spiritual things are more realer than the things that we see in the physical. And I've always believed in angels and demons, but I've never personally seen an angel before, and I've never seen a demon before. But when I tell y'all the anger that these demons had towards me, you get what I'm saying? I didn't see anything. I could just feel it. You get what I mean? Like, I could feel, like, the darkness. I could feel, you know, my arms being twisted. I could feel something covering my mouth and not me not being able to talk. So I want to let y'all know, like, spiritual welfare, warfare is very real, and you got to make sure that you stay prayed up, you stay consistent, you know what I mean? And the more I realize, like, the more and more, you know, you're getting closer to God, you know, these demons, and they're going to come for you. And I remember talking to somebody recently, Charles, and you can chime in whenever you want, just talking about how, like, when you really go and say, like, yo, you really love God, like, you're going to have to stand on that. You get what I mean?
Yep.
And how, you know, when you think that you're going to come and just live for God and it's just going to be roses and everything is going to go good. No, like, it's going to get crazy. You get what I mean? But the thing about God, God tells us in Matthew, is, like, he's with us to the ends of the earth. So that's a very comforting feeling, like, knowing, like, all right, God, if I got to go through this battle, I know that you are with me. You get what I mean? I know even though it might not always feel like you're with me, I got to hold true to what the word says. And it's real. So how I would say, like, when you go through spiritual welfare, what's some of the things that you feel like you do to just, yeah, what are some things that you do? Like, when you're going through, you know, those situations.
The main thing that I do when I go through is pray. I've recently had the sleep paralysis attack occur to me. And one of the things that, you know, even though you're silenced is what it seems like, or it feels like you can't speak or talk, your mind is still able to speak words. You're able to still speak in your spirit, and you're able to still call on the name of Jesus in your spirit. I've done it before, and that's released the whatever attack was on me off of me rather immediately. But this time I hadn't done it in a while, and so therefore I was more angry at the attack than I was at my ability basically to just call on the name of Jesus. I was distracted because I had got angry, and so the attack lasted a lot longer than it was supposed to. But had I just called on the name of Jesus and rebuked that spirit in Jesus' name, it would have fled from me, and then it would have had to let me go. But one of the main things is, even after an attack like that, one, you have to know that if worse could have been done to you than it would have, but you are protected. Like, if God was ready to call you home, then you would have died. That in prayer is one of the main keys to being strengthened even after an attack like that, and continuing to strengthen your relationship with God. Because in these days, in these last days, it is getting worse and worse. Witchcraft, spiritual warfare, all types of demonic manifestations and attacks perversions, everything you name that is against the will of God is going to become more and more prevalent. So it's important that we take shelter in God. And Psalms 91 has been a scripture that was preached to me just this past Sunday from a pastor out of town or out of New York. And another woman who was in the church service with me said that she opens and closes her days with Psalms 91, and I begin to do that as well, because it starts off, it's true, it basically says that those who, we need to abide in the shadow of the Lord. Let me go ahead and pull that up really fast so that way I can, basically the first verse says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The second verse says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. It's so, those are just the first two verses. Read it for yourself when you get some time. But those are, like, that whole thing is important for believing that you can overcome the spiritual warfare that you're going through, and that you have the strength to just keep pushing forward. Because these things are going to come to you. These attacks are going to happen. It's a part of the walk with Christ. The world first hated him, so it's going to hate us for believing in him and loving on him as well. So this should not be a surprise to anybody. But that is what I do. You pray and you continue to pursue a relationship with God, and he will protect you and he will save you every time.
Amen. All right, Charles, I have a caller in queue. Caller number one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Good evening, y'all. It is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm calling from Texas. I just wanted to call in and support you and your guest, Ricardo, and let you know this is a great topic that you all are talking about, because sometimes people think that things are, you know, happening to them, you know, because of something that they did. Well, sometimes God is testing us to see if we could withstand, you know, the trials and the tribulations that, you know, has happened to us. But if God allows certain things to happen to us, it's also happening for us, because on the other side of when we're being tested is God's greatness, his mercy, and his sovereignness. And it kind of reminds me of the story of Job, whenever God said, have you not tried my servant Job? You could do everything but spare his life. But then in the end, God gave Job double what he lost. But, you know, even his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? And sometimes I feel like, you know, in our flesh, sometimes our flesh is weak. And when we go through certain circumstances, we're like, man, God, why are you allowing this or whatnot? And we begin to, you know, question our faith. And I think, you know, we're all human or whatnot. And I think during the times that we're living in, it literally feels like Revelation on earth, because what was said in Revelation is what's coming to pass today. And I feel like some people are just, you know, wilding, they're living their best life. And who are we to judge whenever in actuality God wants us to get closer to him? So he's allowing certain circumstances to happen here on earth. But what are we doing as believers? Are we standing up and prophesying his name? Are we standing up and being, you know, disciples and just sharing his word with others? Or are we just saying, you know, me, myself, and I, and as long as I'm good, I'm getting in, you know, then
right.
Who cares whatever everyone else is doing? Because we're in an era where everyone wants to be me first.
Right. And you know what? Now that you said that, it kind of really – thank you for calling in. I really love that. And I wanted to say I totally agree with everything that you said. And one of the things that you really touched on about being a disciple, it was something that I was watching this weekend. And it was – something that a lot of people don't talk about. So what I was watching on YouTube was a man of God, and he basically was talking about how many people who call themselves Christians, how they're not going to make it into heaven, actually that a lot of followers of Christ are actually going to perish. They're going to go to hell. And he said that the reason being is because what I gathered from it was there's so many people all around the world who call themselves Christians, and they have unforgiveness in their heart, who call themselves Christians, but they won't go be a disciple. They won't go tell people about the good news, because God didn't just save us for ourselves. He saved us to go and tell people about the good news and tell them about this fallen and dark world and telling them that there's hope, you know, in the cross. And, you know, where there's so many people that just say a prayer and they just feel like God is a genie and it's supposed to be like some type of magic. So it really had me thinking of this scripture in the Bible where it talks about on the day where we stand before God and God is just telling these people, like, depart from me, I never knew you. And that's such a scary scripture, because the individual or the group of people, I forgot what the exact scripture is, where the people are saying, but God, I did this in your name, I did that in your name. And God is like, I never knew you. That really scared me, because I'm like, God, you know, I tend to try to, you know, do the things that I need to do, but in all actuality, like, works don't get us into heaven outside of God, but faith without works is dead. So it's like, even though I can't work my way into heaven outside of the cross, but when I have a relationship with Jesus, it is my responsibility to go into throughout the world, whether it be my social media, whether I go out and tell my family members or people I meet at the grocery store or whoever God put the Holy Spirit, you know, tells me to do, is my responsibility to go and be a light and salt. And a lot of people in the world, I think even Christians, like, that call themselves Christians, ain't really out here being Christians. They're worldly. So what differentiate us from being Christians and being worldly Christians? You get what I'm saying? Like, to me, if you're worldly, a worldly, you're not really a Christian, because you can't be like, oh, I'm going to live for God, but I'm still in the club, and I'm still fornicating, and I'm still – and don't get me wrong, there's a process of what they call sanctification. But at the end of the day, like, if we really gonna live this, you feel me, we gotta live it, because at the end of the day, there's so many people that's been hurt by church, not God, but hurt by church, and they need people that's gonna come along and love them for real. And I wanna say this last thing, I'm sorry y'all if I feel like I'm keep going, love is also correction. And I remember when I was in my sin, and I remember I started trying to read the Bible, and that thing cut me. And I remember just being like, oh, no, like, it was too much. You feel me? And I just realized, like, at the end of the day, like, no, the word is there to convict you, to change you, to elevate you, to mold you, to be better for God. So righteous judgment and just loving people. And when you correct people and you correct them in love, you know, that's love, too. Not just telling people what they want to hear, but telling them the truth, because the Bible says that the truth will make us free.
Yes, and I pulled up the scripture that I was referring to and the one that you were referring to, and one of the translations says workers of iniquity, but it's from Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, and this one's from the ESV, so the English Standard Version, and it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And other translation says workers of iniquity. And I think each one of us, and I'm speaking for myself, could be guilty of that, because sometimes, you know, that still small voice is speaking to you and telling you to do something, but you are allowing your flesh to rule when the Lord is entered inside of you, who's wrapped inside of you, saying, I need you to speak this to that person, or I need you to go sow this seed, or I need you to
to do X, Y, Z, whatever he's laid on your heart. Sometimes God is asking for obedience, and he wants you to check your posture, whether that's mentally, yeah, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, to see if you're going to be obedient to what he has called you to do. But sometimes here in the natural, it doesn't feel conducive in order for you to do that thing, because you may say, you know what, I really don't want to sow that $20 to that homeless person, because am I really sure that they're homeless, or are they out here, you know, just pretending? Or I don't want to speak to that girl because of how she looks, you know, or whatnot. Or we may have so many different thoughts that's going on in our head that's causing us to try to justify the reason why we, in our flesh, are choosing to be disobedient to the still small voice, which is discernment and the Holy Spirit unctioning us to do a certain thing.
Yes. Thank you. Like, just everything that you said, it really just touched me. And you know, I'm about to go to the track next, but I really thank you so much for saying that. Like, it really touched me, and it's convicting me, because I made my feelings a god. And a lot of times when I don't feel like praying, or I don't feel like doing this, or I don't feel like going to church, sometimes I'm more obedient to how I feel than what the Holy Spirit is telling me to do. And I just want to let y'all know, you're not going to always feel it. You're not going to always want to feel like you want to do it, but do it anyway, because you're obedient unto the Father. Thank you so much for calling in. That was such a blessing. Track next by international DJ legend, Dr. L.
You want to know, Christopher, you got to see both sides. Hey. Yeah, don't wanna see that at table. Look at the rod like some cable. I'm tryna point him above, come like a dove. Please set us free from the bondage and come take my dog out the club. Ain't giving in, it's for my brothers and sisters that feel like they locked in the pen. This feel like 30 for 30, you see a little drama, but I know he wins in the end. Where the love go? Where the love go? Like 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 where the love go? I'm like, where did it go? Gossip been going so crazy. You think that we all got a scope? Supposed to be family. This ain't for dust or the Grammys. We throwing judgment like Randy. Lord, please forgive me for hating on people beside me. Yeah, that wasn't right in me. Shout out to Rachel. Shout out to Pat. All of the ones that's watching my back. Where the love go? Where the love go? Like 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 where the love go? Where did it go? I'm going harder than ever. You thought I was harder before. I know they want to flow. I gotta keep it so holy. I'm still tapping in with the brothers and they stuck down their rope. I know they think that I'm vicious. I gotta just stick to the code. I'm on the road. I gotta kick it and score all my goals. Back on it. I can't cap on it. Yeah, they gave me a chance. I can't pass on it. Took a dive in that lake. No, I'm back on it. Trying to stay safe in the city. Under my dogs, yeah, they with me. Bible on me, catch you need a miss. Trying to stay down, but it's reckless. I can just feel like the jealousy, but I had to go pray and confess. Where the love go? Where the love go? Like 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 where the love go?
Where the love go? That was powerful. And I don't know about you, Charles, but you know, that young lady coming on, you know, that situation really blessed me, because to really watch that video the other day when it talked about believers going to hell, it was something that I needed to watch, because I'm just like, oftentimes we get in this walk, bro, and sometimes we get complacent or we get chillaxed. And I was reminded that the word says in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And it's about, we have to, it's not, oh, we saved and that's it, and we could, no, it's like we still in this battle, we still in this fight, we still got to keep seeking. You get what I mean? Because
And that's the thing, we get comfortable and then we got our nose flared up and we're judging others, you know, as a body, when you have to be mindful and realize that, guess what, you made mistakes, you know, and I'm also speaking to myself and my past self. You've made mistakes. You've done things that wasn't right in the eyes of God. So we have to have grace. We have to use righteous judgment when it's necessary, it's time to do that. But that really touched me, bro, because when I tell you, like, there's so many people who know God, bro, but don't really know God. You get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I always use this analogy. Anybody that's out there that know me, like, everybody knows that Brandy, the singer, is one of my favorite singers. I know Brandy, but I don't know Brandy. You feel me? I can't call her and be like, yo, Brandy, could I get me a ticket? You know what I'm saying? To, like, one of your movies or, you know, stuff like that. Like, I don't know her. And it's the same thing with God. A lot of us know God because of our grandparents or, you know, but it's time. Like, when I think about the children, bro, right, essentially, like, and I was telling this story, I think, recently, like, about Simba. Me and you were talking about it, like, Mufasa and all of that and Simba and how the enemy, which was his uncle, was coming after Simba when he was a kid, because the objective is for the enemy is to come after the children when they're young, because the word says train up a child and when they train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get older, they won't depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many children, they're growing up. Guess what? They don't know God. These kids are growing up. YouTube is raising them. You get what I'm saying? Lil Nas X is raising them. You get what I'm saying? All of these things are raising them, and the parents are getting younger and younger, so the respect isn't there. We don't have the foundations. You feel me? Like, and I said this before, growing up in the hood, you know, and it's like your neighbor, you feel me, had you and looked out for you, or the lady on the block, that was your auntie, and there was your friends on the, you know what I mean? And in the hood, those was your play cousins and your play auntie, and now it's like you can't say nothing to nobody, kids. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, discipline is like
out of the home.
Yeah, it's just so different, and it's so scary. You get what I mean? So I my heart goes out to this generation, because I feel like this generation is lost. You know, at least with us. You know, I would say we went to church. You know, I didn't grow up in church, but I did go a little bit. But I feel like with this generation, they don't know nothing about God. You get what I'm saying? They're like, the artists are blatantly out worshiping the enemy, worshiping the devil. And these kids are listening to this music, and they don't even understand that they're worshiping the enemy without even knowing. Because essentially, when we go to these concerts and we're listening to this music that does not honor God, what are we doing at concerts? We're lifting up our hands. You feel me? We're dancing. We're essentially worshiping. And people don't even realize that. So be mindful, you know, of what you're listening to and what you're watching. And like I said, I don't take this opportunity to be able to talk to millions of people likely. I wanted to say this, and I know I keep saying that, y'all. Listen, I'm excited. The other day I had the opportunity to do some things, and I was just out and about, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and they was like, Little, y'all, that's my nickname, Little. They was like, Little, and I'm like, and I looked up, y'all, and it was my brother. So I have a sister that's adopted who is my sister, and she has her own brothers and sisters. But her brothers and sisters, well, at least her brother, I consider my little brother, even though we're not technically blood. And I looked up and I saw my brother, my little brother, you know, like out on the street. You feel what I'm saying? And I called, you know, when I got a chance to talk to my sister, I'm like, yo, what's happening? And she went to go tell me that, you know, that my brother, our brother, was on the Buddha butt. You get what I mean? And it really shocked me. And I'm only saying this because I love my brother. I love my little brother. And I would have never thought, bro, that when I'm out there just doing what I'm doing, I never knew that somebody was going to tap me on the shoulder and I was going to see him. And I'm just like, yo, I'm talking to him. I'm like, yo, give me your number. He like, little, like, I don't got no phone. I'm like, take my number down. He like, no, I'm good. And I was telling my sister, like, it hurt me because it's just like at the end of the day, you know, I'm on the radio. I'm doing these things. But then there's people in my own family that suffer from addiction. And his mother suffered from addiction. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, my sister, like I said, my mom adopted her. So it just shows you the same tricks with the enemy. You get what I'm saying? From generation, he'll, you know, these situations that happen with addiction. You know, my grandfather died of a drug overdose, and then my father struggled with alcohol. And then the devil was trying to trick me up on, you know, with turning up and drinking and stuff too. Almost had me caught out there, but by the grace of God, you get what I'm saying, God broke those chains, you know. And just a couple of days ago, I'm 2 years sober. You get what I'm saying? So
congratulations.
Like, God, thank you. And I just thank God. You feel what I'm saying? And I say this to say, like, God can deliver you, but you have to partner with God. You get what I'm saying? And we got to do the work. You can't escape the work, bro. You can't escape it. So just seeing my brother out there, y'all, and seeing him, like, basically living out there or wherever he's living at, I think in a shelter right now, prayers to him and my family, it made me realize, like, let's be mindful of how we talk to people, what we say to people. Let's check in with each other. I always said it's less love on each other, because I was not expecting that day when I woke up to see I haven't seen my brother in years. And then somebody to tap me on my shoulder, and knowing that my brother now is in and out of a shelter, and this drug is really, you know, messing his life up. It really hurted me. You get what I'm saying? It really hurted me. So let's be mindful. Let's love on each other. Again, we never know what each other is going through. Let's pray for each other. Let's keep each other encouraged. And, again, we never know what anybody's going through. Check next by international DJ legend, Dr. O.
Why can't life just change? I've been trying to find my way. I'm tired of going through the motions. I was just trying to be down. Now it's just trying to be me. Now it's just trying to be me. I'm tired of going through the motions. I was just trying to be down. Now it's just trying to be me.
Trying to make it through a long day with a uniform for a shirt. So quick to lose inspiration when I'm clocking back in to work. It could be worse. I ain't sleeping in the dirt. I've been going through the motions while I'm on this earth. What's it worth? All this time been passing. Feels like I'm losing passion. Please God, make something happen. It feels like nothing happened.
I need changes for the better. I've been walking through the weather. I'm so used to saying never. Maybe never last forever.
I don't know.
Feel my pain when I go through the rave. You go through the same. Look at that damn, now I gotta do me, boy, stay in my lane. I gotta live my life for the light, man, I can't wait. I ain't going down a drain, tired of going through the motions. They just feel the same. Why can't life just change? I've been trying to find my way. I'm tired of going through the motions. I was just trying to be down, now it's just trying to be me. Now it's just trying to be me. Tired of going through the motions. I was just trying to be down, now it's just trying to be me. Now it's just trying to be me.
Focus, wish I had a Mercedes. Driving around the city, man, my schedule been crazy. I'm tired of being single, wish I had me a lady. I'm trying to find a promised land and someone gon' take me.
Hey, Chris, man, the world ain't really about you. It seems like you got something to prove. Yeah, I'm at a show, hop on the stage and go. I'm hearing a round of applause, but what if I lose my soul?
All them long nights, lost in the hype, and we had a finishing song. Man, I've lost sight, looking at lights, I never let go of the phone. What if my whole life I missed the point, and then I end up alone? Emotions gon' make you a clone.
Things just feel the same. Why can't life just change? I've been trying to find my way. I'm tired of going through the motions. I was just trying to be down, now it's just trying to be me. Now it's just trying to be me. I'm tired of going through the motions. I was just trying to be down,
This is another production of Doc Ski.
Wow, you guys, that song was fire. I love that. Brother, you got to, I mean, Doctor, you got to send that name to me, like, so that way I could be bumping that on the way to work. You get what I'm saying? I love music for anybody.
That's easy, man. You know, Doc Ski always got something for the, you know what I'm saying, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Halsey, Brunswick, Georgia, Grammy Award-winning gospel hip-hop artist. I'm gone, y'all. The doctor.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, you guys. So, listen, we got a caller, too. Caller, too. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ricardo. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
It's so great to have you back on and hear you and hear your great stories. I have to tell you, I love everything you're talking about. And I always try to find something that I can relate to in my life experience on everybody's different calls, you know. And I have to tell you just from my point of view that that tap on the shoulder that you got was an angel, because I see angels all the time. And the angels come in various forms. They can come in music. They can come in a sign, a number. They could come in a real human life form. And I've seen them in various ways. And I think that was an angel, because as you grow and you become sort of a public figure in what you do, people see you differently, and you need to be that different person. So that was somebody showing you, that was your angel showing you that you needed to see something and they needed to see something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to address your demons and angels. I had the experience of getting on a vibe bed. I don't remember what the word vibe stands for, but we're working with someone with quantum energy. And I see everything lately. I've always been very spiritual. Yet I always say, as you get older and wiser, you know, things happen to you differently and you see things differently. And we're constantly evolving and changing. So we're working with someone with quantum energy. And to me, it's all like a meditation experience. So I got the chance to have the experience on a vibe bed. And what it does is you lay on this table and you have headset put on you and you have vibration and sound running through your body. I mean, the vibration, you can feel your whole body pulsating. And to me, I went into a form of meditation. And during that meditation, I saw, if you could picture like an angry bird, like trying to take his beak and peck at your window and you're looking at him, yet I saw him all dressed in like black leather and a black like almost like Snoopy goggles, and I saw him there tapping, trying to get in, and then the next thing I knew he was gone. And after that experience, doors started opening for me that weren't opening. So I think it's so important that we listen to what's going on inside of us, and we treat everything we see and hear as an opportunity to not only be a better person, but to be a better person to someone else.
Richie, I got a question for you. So, like, when you saw the bird, you said the bird was in black leather and goggles tapping on the window. So, like, what do you think that meant in that moment that you were having that experience?
You know, I didn't realize it till I woke up, but it's weird because of all the experiences when you're in that zone, that's the one I remember most. I don't know if it was a black cloud. I don't know if it was something that was going on, because my husband and I have been through a hell of a lot lately, and we still find things challenging right now. Yet doors are starting to open, and something turned it around. I don't know whether it was that. I don't know if it happened right before that, because something else happened right before that experience, but both having to do with quantum energy and fields of energy and meditation and light and sound and all that stuff. So, I always say, when we listen to our bodies, you know, we become better at it and things become better in our lives. So I don't know what that was. I don't know if it was a symbol. All I know is that it disappeared. It was tapping and it went poof and disappeared like someone took it out. and ever since then, it was just like, just things started turning around. They're still turning around. Things are coming into my life that weren't there before. And it's an amazing experience. So my thought to somebody that doesn't really get it or doesn't know what's going on is to listen to your body. Your body won't steer you wrong. Just listen to what your body's trying to tell you, and you will see the signs.
All right, understood.
And I love supporting your show. I'm glad I was able to call in tonight. You rock, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody that's calling in. I wanted to say this also, you know, when I was just talking about my brother, you know, when anybody's out there that's dealing with addiction, you know, sometimes the best thing you can do is just pray, leave it up to God, and just leave it up to God. Sometimes you can be there. Sometimes you got to withdraw. When people are dealing with addiction, I believe that it's something bigger than themselves. And I also believe that the enemy is at work as well. You need more than just self-control and willpower. You need the Holy Spirit. And also, like I said, you have to do your part as well. I've never struggled with drugs or anything like that. So I don't know exactly what he's going through, but I've had friends and people that I love and I care about be on drugs, and it's very hard. You get what I mean? It's really, really hard, and I'm being very, very vulnerable right now. I had a friend of 25 years who I recently, and I don't know what God is doing. I don't know if we're going to wind up being friends, but I recently had to let go of a friendship of 25 years. And it's painful. And the thing about God is, when God told Joseph, gave Joseph the dream at 17 years old, he never told him that he was going to be rejected by his brothers, and that he was going to be thrown into the pit, and that he was going to go into slavery, and he was going to go through and be in jail. He never told him everything. And it's just like, when God has called me or any individual, you know, I never knew that in the process that I was going to lose so many loved ones, and then now, you know, having to let go of certain people that I really, really care about and that I really love. My advice to people that's out there, make sure you take care of yourself in the process. I'm an empath. I find myself going in between the border of being a helper to an enabler. And make sure, again, that you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're loving on yourself. Make sure that you're praying and you're being consistent with the Heavenly Father, because He will direct you. He will lead your path. The Word tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, that if we trust in the Lord with all our heart, if we lean not towards our own understanding, and if we acknowledge Him in all our ways, acknowledge Him in all our ways, it says that He would direct our path. So like I said, I want to encourage anybody out there, because whether it's addiction, whether it's somebody that you love, it's a relationship that you need to let go of, and it's hard, you know, you have to love you. And I was listening to Dr. Miles Monroe. And anybody that's out there, even you, bro, I would challenge you, go listen to Dr. Miles Monroe on YouTube. He is a gift from God, and I've been listening to him a lot lately. And you know, it's sad, because back in, I think, about 2014, 2015, him and his wife have perished in a plane crash. And but his words, you know, and his sermon is just so on fire. And he talked about how important self-love is. You know, I believe that the greatest love, you know, some people sing this song, the Whitney Houston song, the love of all is to love ourselves. But I believe that's not the truth. The greatest love of all is God. You get what I mean? I do believe self-love is very important. It is. But we can't love ourselves so much where we neglect our love for the Father. So the greatest love of all is God. You get what I'm saying? Our love don't even compare to our Heavenly Father. But also God wants us to love ourselves as well. Let's not make it an idol. You get what I'm saying? But let's love ourselves. And he talked about how sometimes people get in relationships with people, bro, and they feel like when a person decides that they don't no longer want to be with you, they can decide to take their love away from you, and then you feel distraught, and you feel like so lost, and I can't live without them. And he was just like, nobody should be able to give you something that you don't have for yourself. Because when you meet somebody, that person should be able to add on to the icing on the cake. They shouldn't be the cake where you find so many people that they fall so deeply in love with people, but they don't even know how to give that love to themselves. So the moment a person walks out of your life is not a devastation type of thing. It's a, guess what? You know, the situation didn't work out and I move on, but when people fall, they fall so deeply in love with people that they never give their self an opportunity to fall deep in love with their own self. And I wonder if we'll ever get to a place in life where we begin to really do the work on ourselves. We begin to really love ourselves. Because, and I heard Jada said this at the Red Table Talk. She said that how she was devastated and she had to work out some things with herself, and she realized that Will Smith could not make her happy. He could contribute to her happiness, but that it's not anybody's responsibility in his life to make us happy. And that's where we go wrong at, bro. That's where we go wrong when we're looking for people to be what only God can be for us.
Right. And God's an unlimited source of that, and we look for those things in people who are very limited in what they have to offer us. Even if they have an abundance of it, they'll offer less of it than what we generally offer to them in most cases. So yes, I completely understand that, bro. And we got to get to a place where our foundation, our solid foundation, is in Jesus Christ and in nothing else. Because once we have that solid foundation, I can testify of this because of how far I've come in my own walk with Christ in the past 2 years. I don't depend on anybody else's love to keep me lifted. I don't depend on anybody else's affection, anybody else's company, social time. Whatever the case is, I've learned to depend on and believe in God's word. Like, you have to be persuaded in your own mind. And my spiritual mother, my auntie, has told me that so many times, and I've gotten to a place where I have been persuaded in my own mind of God's love, of who I am and who I'm becoming, to where nobody can tell me differently. And it's not going to, like, they can tell me whatever they want to tell me about me, but it's not going to shake me because I know who I am and I know who I'm becoming in Christ. And so we all have to get to that place, which is why it's so important to spend time in the secret place with the Lord, especially in these last days. When the word says that the love of many shall wax cold, that's how come you don't even have the village mentality anymore, where people they're not going to look out for each other's kids. They're not going to watch out for each other's kids. You know, people are about themselves. They're about making sure they get what they, you know, get what they need or what they want to get, and then they out. They leave everybody else hanging. So we got to get to this place where we know who we are, where we're firm and we're solid, and then we build our self-love, because of course, like you said, God wants us to love ourselves too. That was the second layer to my cake, my new my building up in Christ, was learning how to love myself and not be so hard on myself, have some mercy and some grace on myself. Because a lot of the time, and like I'll refer to my spiritual mother, my aunt, a lot, because she's been a huge part of this, but I would give the enemy the stick to beat me with, because I was so hard on myself and I didn't love myself the way I was supposed to. But now I do. And because of that, God is starting to send to me brothers and sisters and people from all different walks of life who are interested in the same things that I'm interested in, but they're not from the enemy. They're not trying to derail me. They are encouraging me. And in fact, they're actually feeding off of the fruit of my life in Christ, and they're wanting to grow closer to Christ. I've got brothers from my gaming community that are interested in, and I know some of them are on the show or are listening right now, but they are interested in getting closer with Christ. You know, they're interested in their kids getting closer with Christ, teaching them about baptism, uh-huh. you know, teaching them Bible verses and everything. Like, it's a beautiful thing for God to be sending those types of people into my life, and I'm still able to minister to those who don't fully believe, but I'm able to do it from a place of confidence and not a place of being scared or anxious or timid and not being so sure of myself, because we do have to study to show ourselves approved. And so, excuse me, I kind of went a little bit of everywhere, it felt like, for a second, but that's one of the main things, is just making sure you have a firm and solid foundation in Christ, and then you love yourself, and then go from there. The fruit of that is going to be apparent in your life, because there's going to be a major shift. There's going to be a huge shift. So that's all I've really got, bro. Like, I feel like if I keep going, I'm going to go off into a bunch of random places. So feel free to take back over, man.
Yes. Shout out to Auntie. Love you, Auntie. I hope you're listening. Track next by international DJ legend, Dr. O.
Well, first of all, Brother Ricardo, you know, I love to go into flight, into ski realm. You talked about the greatest love of all. And a lot of times, songs are so important to me. Tracks are so important to me. So, this, you know, Charles, how are you today?
I'm doing well, brother. How you doing?
Listen, man, these things we're talking about tonight, you know, are very important, the greatest love of all. And tonight we're going to let George Benson minister to you guys. You ready? The greatest love of all.
Ready, brother.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. Can't take away my dignity. let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll
Alright, you guys, I just want to shout out the Grammy Award winning R&B vocalist George Benson. I hope I'm saying his name right, with the soundtrack of Our Lives. I actually never heard anybody else sing that song but Whitney Houston. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I wanted to say, you know, when I was thinking about, what just came to my mind, bro, was when we was talking about, when I was talking about Auntie, and I was thinking about these people, what we call surrogate mothers, right? And mm-hmm. God is so good that He blessed us with surrogate mothers. You know, He blessed us with people, whether it's direct family, spiritual family. And I remember recently telling my my cousin who called me, and she talked about my cousin. I know it seems like my family got, you know, there's a lot of trauma, but it is. My cousin, she's my older cousin. She was incarcerated, did some time in jail, you know, was in the streets, in and out. And she talked about basically, she called me the other day, and she was just telling me how her son had wound up getting murdered, but how she got her life together to be able to raise her son, and how she wanted her son to really know who God was. And she was like, little cousin, you know, I could get the chance to talk to you, you know, about God, but I really wanted my son, you know, to be able, for me to be able to connect with him like that. And I was telling her how I've been praying for my mother to get saved or whatever. And she was just telling me, like, you know, to make sure that my mother, that, you know, basically how I took it was, and how I'm taking it, you know, God heard my prayers when I pray for my mother, but that I can't just stop there. You get what I mean? That there's so many other people that God, you know, wants me to pray for or connect with or pray with, or that I can't get so focused on, oh, God, save my mom. God, you know, God got that. You get what I'm saying? If it's in God's will, God to save her. You know, but in the meantime, in between time, I can't get stuck there, because I realize that I can make that an idol too, where I'm just constantly saying my mom, and when God's like, listen, it's these other things that I needed you to be praying about. And like I said, I love this because this is like therapy. It's like whatever. It took me, like I said, the version that you guys get of me now, everybody tuning, is a more refined version. There were times growing up where I fought to have a voice. I'm still fighting to have a voice. What I'm doing now with my life, I never thought in a million years I would be creating movies and a series and, you guys, my first book is coming out within the next couple of months. It's called Trauma Heal People. The work is in the healing. It will be on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. So please be on the lookout on my first book. My prayer is that it will really just touch the lives of so many people. I know that it's going to be some things in there that doesn't make people feel good, but I'd rather stand on the truth any day, than fold. You get what I mean? And with God, there's a scripture in the Bible, and I could be paraphrasing. It says that those that humble themselves will be exalted, and those that exalt themselves will be humbled. So God knows the desires of my heart, and lately, sometimes I'm like, God, when is this stuff going to be happening? I know Auntie, spoke a word over my life. I'm like, God, when is this stuff going to be happening? And, God hasn't been speaking a lot to me, but one of the things lately I feel like what he's been telling me is wait. You get what I mean? Wait. Just wait. You get what I mean? And sometimes we want things right away. We want so much right away, and it's just like, enjoy the process. Like, wait. Just wait. You get what I mean? So I realized that I got to wait, and that at the end of the day, you guys, whatever God does in my life, like whether I ever make it to Hollywood or I ever be able to bump in, to Tyler Perry and meet these superstars and all of that, what I want more than anything is God's favor. I want God to be proud of me. I want God, when he looks down on me, I want him to say, This is my adopted son and whom I love and who I'm pleased with. I want to partner with God to help save souls. Like, that's more important than me ever becoming a celebrity or me ever becoming a millionaire. Something recently happened to me, y'all, to my brother, and I want to share with y'all. I believe it was the trick of the enemy to take my brother's life. My brother's 32 years old. A couple of weeks ago, it was a year that my stepmother had passed from cancer, and my brother was going in a downward spiral. And not to say too much of his business, because it's a story to tell, my brother became severely depressed because his mother had passed. And he really began to be in a real slump, in a dark place. I had a dream, and in the dream was that my brother had passed away. And I remember being shooken by the dream, but I didn't think much of it. Like, I was shooken by it, but I'm like, I didn't know really what the dream meant. So I got up later on. I was just like, and I went back to sleep. I got back up. I'm like, God, just cover my brother. A couple of days later, my brother called me. He said, where you at? I was like, I'm on my way to work. He's like, you heard what happened? I said, no. He said, I'm in the hospital. I said, the hospital? Mind you, my brother only 32 years old. I'm like, okay, I'll come see you, when I get off of work. I remember going to the hospital, and when I went to the hospital, my little brother, was in the hospital, and my other brother's there, and I remember just talking to my brother about God, and it was such an emotional moment, you guys, because I'm sitting there with my two brothers, and I'm like, wow, my stepmother, the one that helped raise me, is gone. My brother, who was murdered, is gone. And it's like my father, who's still alive, he's remarried. And I was telling him, like, y'all, it's us. It's us. We got to make time for each other. Like, I don't care how busy I think I am and what I'm doing. Like, I have to make time for God. I got to make time for people that I love and care about. And I got to make time for myself. And I was just telling him about the love of God and just talking to him like, yo, we got to be there. Like, I never thought when I was growing up that one day my stepmom and my brother, of course we all know we're going to perish, we all going to die one day, if we ain't caught in the rapture. But it's just like, I to really live that and have that sobering moment, like, yo, we're in the hospital, my stepmother is not here, my brother's not here, it's just us three. And I remember, a couple of days later, My brother, you know, I was producing at church, and I looked to my left. My brother was in church. Y'all, I have been praying for so long for my brother to come to church. I've been praying for my mother to get saved since I was 9. I was telling my aunt, like, my brother came to church, and I've been wanting my mom. She said, we walk by faith and not by sight. So, yeah, maybe in the natural,
amen.
You get what I'm saying? You see your brother, her, you know, got saved before. So, anyway, my brother gave his life to God, y'all. And it touched me. And he told me that what the devil had basically whispered in his ear was, well, if God basically loved you, why would you be in this pain? Keep drinking. And he said that the doctor told him if he would have kept drinking, his kidneys would have shut down. You know, and my brother's only 32, y'all. My brother could have been in a coma. My brother could have lost his life, but God. So when the dream had happened, that was an opportunity for me to pray against what the enemy wanted. He wanted my brother dead. He wanted my brother in hell, you know, but my brother, you know, went to church, gave his life to God. And the other day he texted me, and my brother's not emotional. He doesn't say a lot of words. And he texted me, he said, brother, I want to let you know, like, you was one of the reasons why I came back to God. And I want to thank you for being, you know, in my life. And it touched me, y'all, because when you out here being a light and salt, sometimes you don't know who you going to touch. Sometimes you don't know who you're going to affect. And sometimes it's hard when people don't understand you, when family members turn their back on you and they judge you, and they'd rather see you broken and bitter when you was out there, you know? But when you begin to change your life around, people still talk about you, you know? So for my brother to basically say that I was part responsible, you know, for helping him come back to God, it touched me, y'all, because I want so much more for my family to go to heaven. I want so much more for all of us to live again, because this life isn't not all that what it's cracked up to be. Like, we're not going to be here forever. So the fact that my brother, I could be literally on this phone call with you, have lost another sibling, y'all. But now I'm on this phone call with y'all telling y'all that my brother gave his life to God. I thank God so much, y'all. You know, so continue to pray for your loved ones, for those that feel weary. It's a scripture in the Bible in Isaiah 40:31. If I'm saying it right, it says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings, like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So just remember that, like, God got it. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel so grateful, bro. Like, and I didn't know all of this stuff was going to come out. Life been life into the last month. But I just was reminded of God's goodness. Like, I could literally be on this phone call, like, bawling my eyes out. Like, God, why did you take another person? But God was faithful. You get what I mean? Like, 32 years old, my brother, they said, if he would have kept drinking, the devil was telling him, y'all. Now, I don't know if y'all believe in the devil, but I'm letting y'all know he's real. The devil was telling my brother to keep drinking. Keep drinking. God, if God loved you, why would he take your mom? And this is what the devil do. Why would he take your mom? I could understand why he took my brother and all this other stuff, but guess what? God is sovereign. And I might not always understand why God does what he do, but that ain't my business. All I got to do is continue to be faithful. You get what I'm saying? And continue to, and if God want me to know certain things, he'll tell me. If some stuff I've asked him for it, and he might not tell me. He doesn't owe me that. But what I owe him is my life. You know, so I'm grateful that my brother saved. And I'm looking forward to more people in my family, you know, giving their life to Christ. And just stay consistent and stay faithful. Like, and even to you, I was like, you know, stay faithful, stay consistent, you know, no matter how difficult it is, you know, continue to be like, I love how we were just texting in between breaks. And I love y'all. Like, I love your aunt. Like, she my aunt. I love you. Like, you're my brother. You get what I'm saying? I love y'all. Like, y'all my family. You know, I appreciate y'all so much. You get what I'm saying? I appreciate the text. I appreciate the love of God that I get from you, that I get from your aunt. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like, God is so good, because the support I get from your aunt, I don't get from my actual blood aunt. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like God gives you what you need. You get what I mean? So it's just like God is good. It's just, you know, you got an amazing testimony, how you've overcame so much and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm excited about you just continue to do what God calling you to do, because, you know, you got a story that I haven't experienced. And so many people, especially the young people that's going through the partying stages and all the stuff that they're going through, they're going to be able to hear your story, bro, and they're going to know that it's possible.
Yes, yes, they will, bro. And, man, that thing is burning up inside of me as you talk about it right now, like just wanting to be able to just testify of all of what he's brought me through and just the transformation, like, and just the renewing of the mind, as the Bible talks about. Yeah, so that's a true transformation, bro. Like, especially, like you got to think, like, the lifestyle that we used to live, you know, bro, when we met up to link up in Chicago to go have church and worship God together, like, in the world, we would have met up for a totally different reason than what we were supposed to. And think, like, just think about that. Think about how Christ has turned our lives around in such a way that we linked up because of him, because of our spiritual relationship as brothers, and how we wanted to continue to grow in him together and to magnify his name and to bring glory to his name. And here we are doing this on a radio show, a platform that was given to you by Brother O, whom he was blessed with it from the Lord himself, to share our testimony with millions of people around the world that needed to hear the real, raw truth of how God works in and through the people that he's created. Like, you know, he didn't create us to have these mundane lives. He didn't create us to have, you know, like the basic worldly understanding of the life that we know. It's deeper than that. But, you know, he also wanted us, he saved us from so much darkness, and he doesn't want us to hold that back. There's so many people whom God has saved, and they don't go back and give him the glory. Like, they don't go back and share the testimony. They keep these things in. Sometimes the enemy has us bound in shame, and that is one of the things that, you know, that keeps us, that it turns us back into our sins sometimes, because people are ashamed of what it is they got saved from, or what God has brought them through. But you need to come, I don't know why I'm speaking about it, but you need to come out of that and not be ashamed of the things that God has brought you out of. Anything that God has saved you from that you know was dark in your life at any point in time, there's somebody out there that needs that testimony, because they're looking for a way out. They're looking for a way out, but don't see one. And usually when people don't see one, they take the back door. And so you are the person that they need to testify to them about how God brought you out so that he can bring them out. And the chain just continues on. It goes forward and forward. One plants, one waters, and God gives the increase. And so that's for all of us. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Pray that the Lord would send laborers into the harvest. And so it's that time, it's that season for us right now, is that we need to be out here laboring. We need to be out here in the harvest doing the work that God has saved us and created us and purposed us to do. And that's for me first, coming out of my own mouth, and then for everybody else that's listening. So
Yes, iron sharpens iron, bro. Track next by international DJ legend Dr. O.
I had a dream to go to the league. Could run up a bag, but what does it mean? He picked up the plans, I hopped on the team. We ran it up when I let go of me. What's the point of the story if I try to tell it? Get to the end, I'ma really regret it. Walk into heaven, look back and forget it. Stay in the spirit, I'm tryna walk with a different appearance. Look at the past like a past interference. In a way, me and Caleb just dropped out the NBA. But it keep coming back, talking any day. Take a look at your wallet, disintegrate. Got the faith that the size of a penny, yeah. I say this for the ones full of NBS ever. Don't be surprised if they getting saved. Hear the hope in these lines, what the spirit say. But it's feel like deliverance. He for the folks on the crack pipe, trying everything. Get ready for war, we on holy ground, pick up your sword. Who you looking to? I look to the Lord. Everybody know we rock to the core. Hold up, I wasn't a witch, tryna be the poster. Why I never saw the brick, but I got closer to the Lord since signs on the butt just roasted. I was in the cut on the gram just posting. I had a dream to go to the league. Could run up a bag, but what does it mean? He picked up the plans, I hopped on the team. We
ran it up when I let go. Hey, 2000, I had a dream to go to the moon. With the rock in my hand, I'm doing my dance, I'm acting a fool. Draft day, pull up, suited up, till they call my name. Fam sitting courtside, the arena full, each and every ball game. Whoa, God had another plan for me. So many times you called, I wasn't answering. Cause I ain't wanna switch my goals up, I ain't wanna switch my focus. Cause I thought you would take it all away. I mean, you know, the cards closed, the money, the heart's cold. Feel the nothing, try to feel the soul by numbing the smoke, the drain. I done tried everything for the pain to go away. That's why they go on me, cause you deserve to pray. I had a dream to go to the league. Could run up a bag, but what does it mean? He picked up the plans, I hopped on the team. We ran it up when I let go of me. We ran it up when I let go of me, me, me. Say we ran it up when I let go of me. We ran it up when I let go of me. We ran it up when I let go of me.
Hey, everybody. So listen, Charles, I want you to give everybody, like, your social medias. You get what I mean? If they want to reach out or anything like that. Drop your social media account.
The main social media account that I'll be dropping is just my Instagram. You can find me at junior.charlesholder. That's junior.charlesholder. I oftentimes will post. I'm going to get back to posting and doing more lives and just sharing encouraging words and things of that nature from the Lord. And just honestly just sharing my experiences with people, because I feel like I don't do that as often as I should, especially when I'm prompted by the Lord too. And so that's really the main source of, like, that's the main way you can reach out to me. And from there, I will share any other social media accounts that I may have. Like my Facebook, I don't really do lives on Facebook or things of that nature, but Instagram is where you can find me. So, yeah, that's really it, brother.
Yes, thank you, guys. It's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, internet, DJ, legend, Dr. O.
And I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7. And thing is, I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, this for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems. But God came and took me the road. Can't wait to look in his eyes. All of my life I've been battling lies. I found the truth and took off my disguise. Come for my head, I still live for the prize. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was in the city going down trying to blow. Everything changed when I let it, let it go. Hopping on stage, I ain't in it for the show. Only got one life, so I gotta let them know. Talk about real, I seen a man told bad hill. I seen a woman drooling out the mouth. I seen the demons in the cast it out. I seen my brother throw his toe vape in the lake. Seen smooth heal from the dark. I seen the spirit change my own heart. Can't tell it all, but this is good start. Who got the keys to the Jeep and the Hilla? They ain't never been real up. I am not sure, come aligned in chillin' my face blue steel. I ain't never been stiller. Ooh, KB ain't gotta get bigger. Ooh, south side, sing killers, green light to the dark spots. Wake up, I didn't make up this song. Bread of heavens like the red and black 11s, walking through the pearly gates. I be through the most, I'm in the Holy Ghost. I'm looking like the Pope, swerving race. They gon' get the word today. I send a text back, never curse the faith. Jesus, curse is great. Slaves get freed and the words away. Ever seen a dope killer? Cold killer, gold brother crying on the floor with us. Put your hope in him, got a hole in him, now you got a hole in it.
Tell them the Dead Sea here. We the new Israel, Israel. God really lives here. Watch us in here. Way more than 10. We begin here. We begin here. Bible, the Lord is my witness, that KB is closer than blood. I got that HGA tatted right next to my heart, so you know it's gonna always be love. Don't need no contracts or labels, you know we got them a seat at my table. Ho be the bro, so I'm willing and able. I keep some riders at home in the stable. Whoa, 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 I done told it all, but I still got more. Remember when the folks got killed next door? Partner told me still pills not blow. Shorty told me my career won't blow. Swear I don't care about the status. Why would I clout chase when God is my daddy? Take all my records, my money, my Grammys. I'm still gonna die richer than you can imagine. Jesus the King, I'm his prophet. Send me to Nineveh, I get it poppin'. They see an interview, so I ain't with it. I say, come see what I do in my city. From cooling with Kendrick to walking through Romans with people in prison. Let me stop talking, cause man, I've been did it. Can't let my left hand on my right position. Y'all just don't have to see when I transition. I can't tell it all, man. Let's go.
The great, wonderful, outstanding Grammy Award winner, Halsey. If you didn't know him, now you do, because the doctor told you to listen to him and go out and get his album, because it is so, so satisfying. We want to thank the wonderful Ricardo Richard tonight for consistency tonight of something that's near and dear to our heart. Tomorrow night, we come back on with our sports show, of course. Hopefully, Mr. Rick will be on tomorrow night for our intern, Mr. Coach Jay, on the Oni post-intern show. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBN has advertising to Ingles and Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dudley Malinwin goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, our welcome program tonight, Ole Day Later, it goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's paid producer, Dr. Ola Dudley Malinwin goes here saying goodnight and good luck. For all the folks out there on Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. And now back to class of 2021. Carter Richard.
Hey, everybody. Listen, again, I am so grateful, so thankful to be able to do this. When I first started out, you guys, I just had a dream of wanting to be an actor, and the actor led to me when I was in middle school and high school wanting to be a singer, and I, you know, that gift didn't came and went, and then I had fell back into my love of acting, and I never knew acting would have led me to having, you know, my own radio show on this great network. So I'm really, really grateful, very blessed. And to add, to be on top of that, you know, just being able to talk about my Lord and Savior, you know, this is the reason why I do it. So I'm really, really grateful. And I felt good tonight, you guys, and I hope that you guys got a word tonight that'll be able to stick to you, you know. I'm just a few of many African-American males, you know, that grow up in the inner city who had an opportunity to make a, you know, a difference and a change, and I pray that I'm doing that. Again, you know, I always say, you know, I'm just a boy, you know, from my East Trenton, you get what I'm saying? I just want to be used by God. So you guys stay blessed. I will see you guys in a month. I love you. I love you. I love you, you guys. You guys stay blessed. See you guys soon.